Welcome to the Inside Out Style Podcast with Imogen Lamport, your scientist of style. Each episode, you'll get real-world style advice for women of every size, shape, and age. And now, here's Imogen.
Hi, it's Imogen Lamport from Inside Out Style. Today, I thought I'd talk to you a little bit about style as self-care and why I'm even talking about this at all. So, here in Victoria, we have been in a lockdown in Melbourne for something like 237 or 238 days since the pandemic started last year. And at the moment, we're probably, 6 weeks into our current lockdown and got another about 6 weeks to go before we are supposed to be, 80% double vaccinated and we will be slowly coming out of lockdowns. Now, according to, research at the moment, it says that by the time we come down of our lockdown, we'll have been the city in the world that is number one. It's number one in length of lockdown since the pandemic started. So one of the things I'm really feeling is incredibly fatigued. And I was listening to a podcast recently with Brené Brown and Amy Cuddy, where she was talking about pandemic flux, which is the feeling about how, we were feeling kind of good, kind of thinking we're going to come out of this. And then suddenly this new Delta variant's come up and all those plans have gone out the window and kind of feel a bit like we're back where we started, though fortunately with some vaccines now. So we aren't exactly back where we started. But in this, she mentioned a thing called surge capacity. And surge capacity is kind of like the shot of adrenaline you get when, you're dealing with a disaster. Now, it's aimed at, dealing with short-term disasters, short-term periods of stress, such as potentially, a fire or a flood, or I've got to run away from a lion or whatever it might be. That's, prehistorically where it came from. Short-term disasters. It could just be, a few weeks of something. So last year when the pandemic started, most people were actually okay in that first lockdown. They baked bread and they cleaned out their cupboards and they did all this sort of stuff. And it's because we had this extra energy from this surge capacity that we could call on. But now that is gone. And, lockdown and pandemic fatigue is rife everywhere. I think, particularly us in Melbourne, we are really feeling it now because we never really had enough time or the opportunity to rebuild that capacity. We didn't get to go on holidays. We didn't get to do the things we would normally do that would allow us to rebuild that surge capacity. And it's not depression. It's one of those things. I think I'm not depressed. I'm just really fatigued. I'm depleted. I'm devitalized. I'm de-energized. I just don't have the energy to do the things I would normally have. And so it is something I've been thinking a lot about lately. And I've realized that I've not taken a holiday really since this whole pandemic started. And it's because normally, because I work from home, it's very hard to not be working when I'm at home. Basically, if I'm home, I'll work rather than just taking a holiday. And because we've not been able to travel anywhere, because we've had so many borders being shut, and the fact that, you could plan something and then you have the rug ripped out from underneath you as all the borders slam shut again, I've just given up even trying to plan anything. And it's very hard when you feel like you've got no control or anything to feel good and energized. So I've not taken any holiday. I've really kind of just kept on going and going and going since it started, and it's over 18 months now. And I've realized that lack of holidays has also contributed to my feeling of fatigue and depletion. And so I kind of been looking at, well, what can I do to help myself? Because I was pushing myself in my, keep on pushing. I'm very kind of naturally, good at getting things done. I know there's a word for that and it's just escaping my brain for the moment. But it is one of those things, productive, that's the word I'm thinking of. I'm normally very productive, but I'm really not feeling it at the moment in the way I normally would. And I'm just not having the energy to do things. And I realized I needed to step back and take a look at my life and how I could actually make it better and how I could help to kind of start to rebuild that resilience that's feeling like it's missing in my life right now. And so I looked at things like, well, I need to do things like just take even little breaks and take a day off during the week and even take half a day here and there and stop putting so much pressure on myself to just keep on going and going and going, because that's really not helping me. And then I looked at things like, actually going, I'm going to find things that bring me joy, that make me smile, that I really enjoy. And so I am so not interested in watching any sort of television or movies that's either heavy or kind of dystopian in any sort of way. There is enough of that feeling in the world as it is. So instead, I look for things that I think are uplifting, that are, that show the better side of human beings and what they can be, which is why I have to say I've become totally obsessed with the TV show Ted Lasso. It's on Apple TV. If you haven't watched it, I highly recommend it. It not only shows you how to be a better person, it's funny, it's brilliantly written, but it also shows you kind of how to be a better leader. So if you're, how do I be a better person, a better leader, someone who's just, a great authentic human, it is such a brilliant show. Plus it's funny, it's very clever. So I've been looking at things like that to try and, help me feel better about myself. And what's really interesting with Ted Lasso is a lot of the medical community who are also incredibly fatigued. Now, I count myself lucky. There's a lot of things I haven't had to deal with in this pandemic. I'm not seeing COVID at the coalface like so many of my clients who are doctors are. So I know I'm incredibly lucky, but it is one of those things but a lot of people, there's a whole what they call Med Lasso Twitter thread where they talk about what they are learning from Ted Lasso and how much Ted Lasso is actually helping them feel good in these really tricky times. So then I'm doing that. I also let myself cry. If I watch something and I cry, I am more than happy to cry. And this is because there's actually lots of research that shows that your tears contain all the kind of toxic stuff that's in your body. And everything from, cortisol, which, too much cortisol, which is created by too much stress, is really bad for you. Cortisol comes out in your tears, too much adrenaline, all those sorts of things is actually releasing your tears. So it's actually cleansing your body to have a good cry. So I sometimes will look for something that allows me to have a good cry as well. And of course, I'm building in some more breaks into my day. So rather than just working my way through lunch, I'm trying to take a bit more of a lunch break. I'm trying to take a little bit more time off. I'm still not going away on holiday. There's nowhere to go. But I am trying to take a little bit more time and just take my work at a slower pace. I'm also lowering my expectations about myself, which is very hard because I tend to have very high expectations for myself. So I'm trying to lower those expectations and I'm only focusing on what I can do rather than what I can't do or can't have or where I can't go, because that just creates more tension and stress in your body. So instead, I just concentrate on what I can do and I really appreciate the small things. I've got some jasmine that's blooming outside my front door and I make sure that every time I just take a bin out to, empty the rubbish or have to walk out the front door for any reason or other, that I stop and I smell that jasmine. I really am trying to appreciate those really small moments. I enjoy, watching the dogs, having a hug, with my family, the things I can do rather than stressing about what I can't do, because that does not make you happier. And they actually talk about how we are really going through all those stages of grief. There's a grief for the life we used to have that is no longer. It may never be the same. It may be something different when we come out of this, but it may actually never be the same. We may never, go back to the old pre-COVID days. They may always be different. Who knows? We don't know yet. But it is one of those things that we have to accept that it's a different world and that there are different things we need to, to think about. If you can think about this, it's a bit like being in a war, except for the enemy is invisible, and it's very hard to know if you're winning or losing. So it is a really difficult time for so many people, this kind of loss of control, so this grief that is happening. And most of us don't realize that, some of the anger and the denial and all those things are actually stages of grief for that life that we used to have that has disappeared. And people want it back. But really, it is that sort of thing, kind of accepting that life is different is much easier on yourself than just living in denial or living in anger. And then I've also been, trying to be really grateful for what I do have. And I know I'm so lucky. I'm glad my kids aren't in primary school and I don't have to do the heavy homeschool lifting. You know, I'm really glad that I already work from home. So a lot of things haven't really changed for me in the same way as that I know that they have for other people. And we're lucky that, you know, my husband and I are both employed. We haven't had some of those issues that some people have had. So really count myself incredibly lucky as well. And look to be grateful for all the small things that I can be grateful for. And then the other thing I'm doing is I'm really looking at how I can use style as self-care, because I was reading a Twitter thread the other day where a lot of people were basically saying, I can't even be bothered to get dressed and I'm in my pajamas when I go to the supermarket. And I saw a lady walking down the street yesterday, you know, wearing basically her dressing gown in the street. And I thought, she's kind of really given up. And there is that sort of thing, you go, well, if I'm not going out, I'm not seeing anyone, why do I need to get up? Do I need to bother doing my hair? Can I just, you know, like, just not care? And you can, but there is a lot of research that shows that we do actually feel better when we dress in a way that makes us feel good. And we have good clothes, many of us, and we'll often keep them for when we're feeling good or we're going somewhere that is good. And right now, if we've got nowhere to go and all those sorts of things, it can be really hard to think, why is there any point in me putting on these good clothes? Or, you know, taking any time and care about putting an outfit together. But I do know for myself, and like, you've got to work out what works for you. But I know for me that even just when I go to the bathroom, when I see myself in the mirror, if I've taken that bit of care, I feel better about myself. And I can also use it as a bit of a creative expression. When I have very little I can control, that is something I do have control over. And I can choose to get dressed in a way that just makes me feel that little bit better. And, you know, for those small trips to the supermarket or the post office, which are those things, that's the only times I get out of the house, really, apart from going for a walk. That, you know, that knowing that I kind of am going out looking my best is also something that makes me feel better about myself. And so it is something that you can use, that there is actually a relationship between wearing your sloppy clothes and the worst jeans you own and being depressed versus dressing up in a way that, you know, is less sloppy, that is stylish in some way. It doesn't have to be uncomfortable, doesn't have to be high heels. Those are not what I'm talking about. It's really just about thinking about, how can I get dressed in a way that I still feel stylish? Now, you may not have to do it every day of the week, but even doing it a few days of the week, rather than just dressing in pajama wear or whatever it might be, or, you know, the really sloppy clothes, can just help to boost your mood a bit, because we've got to use anything we can at this time to make us feel better about ourselves and what's going on, because it is a really tough time. And, you know, just as people like wished away 2020 and thinking 2021 was going to be better, and we've discovered that 2021 is really no better than 2020 was, and that who knows how long this is going to go on for, that some new variant may come out tomorrow and it will all be back where we were. So rather than thinking that, you know, that stuff we have no control over versus what do I have control over? And that is doing things like, can I use my style of self-care? Can I take that bit of time for me and make myself feel good in some way or other? So I'd love to know what it is that makes you feel good, how you've been looking after yourself in these unprecedented times, as they call them, and how you find, you know, is style. And I know many people have written to me and saying that style has been a really great part of their self-care during the pandemic. I've had a lot of people write to me and tell me how much it's made a difference to them. And so I know it's not for everybody, but I'd love to know about you and your experiences. Thanks for watching. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Inside Out Style with Imogen Lamport. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast for more actionable style and color tips. And don't forget to visit insideoutstyleblog.com, where you'll discover Imogen's encyclopedia of color and style advice to help you become your most stylish self. If you're enjoying what's here, please leave a review so we can bring you more of the content that helps you adore your wardrobe more, so you can get up, get dressed, and get out the door looking and feeling fabulous every single day.